This story is one that I have heard in many different variations over the years. The oldest one I know of comes from the Arabian Nights tales, when Scheherazade was spinning tales to save her life. It's a story about dreams and about what it means to believe and follow your dreams. It's called Isaac and the Glum Drum Bridge. Now, Isaac was a good man. He was a very, very good man. He'd lived all his life on his small farm, which he'd gotten from his parents. He'd never married, but he spent every single waking moment of his day working. Isaac lived in his little house by his fields. And the only good thing about his house was it had this giant chimney in it. It was so big that it kept the whole house warm. And all during the year, Isaac stocked up on firewood to make sure he would be warm. Now, when he wasn't cutting firewood, Isaac was working in his fields. He would get up first thing in the morning, have himself some breakfast, go out, work in his fields all day long, and then he would wave at a few people. He would eat lunch while he was working, and then he'd finish for the day, go home, eat a small supper, go to bed, and he'd get up the next morning and start all over again. He did that all year. Now, one night, Isaac was laying in bed, and he had a dream. He dreamt that for the very first time in his life, he didn't go out to work. And he hitched up his horse and wagon, and he went past his fields and past his neighbors, and he went into the forest, and then on the other side of the forest, he came to these great big hills. And he went up and down the hills and up and down the hills and up and down the hills. And at the end of the up and down the hills was a huge town. And he stopped, and he tied up his horse at the edge of town, and he walked straight through town until he got to a giant bridge. And he heard a voice saying, "This is the Glum Drum Bridge, and there is gold buried beneath the Glum Drum Bridge." And then he woke up, and he laughed at himself, and he said, "Ha, it's a dream. Everybody has dreams. They mean nothing." And so he had his breakfast, and he went out, and he worked in his fields all day long. He had his lunch while he was working, and at the end of the day, he went home. He had a small supper. He went to bed, and he had the same dream. He dreamt that he didn't go to his fields, but that he woke up and hitched his horse and cart together and went down the road past his neighbors. He went through a forest, and on the other side of the forest, he saw hills, and he went up and down and up and down and up and down, and he got to this big town, and he tied up his horse at the edge of town, and he went straight into town, and he stopped at a big bridge, and he heard the voice again. It said, "This is the Glum Drum Bridge, and there is gold buried beneath the Glum Drum Bridge." And he woke up, and he said, "Well, that's strange, having the same dream two nights in a row." Oh, but he dismissed it. It was just a dream. And so, of course, he got up and he had his breakfast and he went out and worked in his fields all day long. And then he went home that night and he had a little dinner and he went to sleep and he dreamt the same thing. He dreamt that he got up and hitched his horse to the wagon and went by his neighbors and into the forest and over the hills and to the town. He dreamt that he tied up his horse and went into the town, and there was that big bridge, and he heard the words again, "This is the Glum Drum Bridge, and there is gold buried beneath the Glum Drum Bridge." And he woke up and said, "Okay, I'll go." And so for the very first time in his life, he did not work in his fields. He hitched his horse to his wagon, and he went down the road, and he waved to his neighbors, and they were shocked. "Isaac, where's Isaac going? Who knows where Isaac is going? What do you think he's doing? I don't know what he's doing." They all watched him go down the road. They couldn't believe it. And then Isaac got to the forest, and he thought, "This is a real forest here. I didn't even really believe it, but here it is. And if the forest is real, maybe the gold is real." And Isaac began going through the forest, and he started thinking about his neighbors looking at him like he was a little crazy. And the forest really was here, but maybe he'd seen it before in his subconscious. Maybe he already knew it was here. Maybe it had nothing to do with the dream, not to mention the fact it was kind of spooky in the forest. He went through that forest thinking, oh, I should go back. I'm so far from home. If I go back now, maybe I would still have time to get a little work done. I would lose a whole day if I keep going. I don't know if I should keep going. But then he came to the end of the forest. And on the other side of the forest, he saw the hills. And he thought, I know I've never seen these hills before. Maybe my dream is true. Maybe there is gold waiting for me. Maybe there is. And as he went up and down those hills, he started thinking, oh, I'm so far away from home. If I go back now, I could get a little work done and maybe even some dinner. And I could get to bed in a reasonable time and get up tomorrow and work even harder tomorrow to make up for the day. What was I thinking? I'm out chasing dreams. What kind of foolish man am I? Up and down and up and down, doubting himself the further and further he got away from home until the hill stopped. And there in front of him was the town. And Isaac thought, the town! The town is real! And I'm almost there! Maybe the gold is real! Maybe it's real! He tied up his horse. He ran into the town. And sure enough, there in the middle of the town was a huge bridge. And there was a big sign, the Glum Drum Bridge. And he thought, yes! And he got ready to run beneath the bridge when he was stopped by his soldier. Boom! Where are you going? Isaac stopped. He said, please forgive me. I have to go under the bridge. Nobody goes under this bridge. It's not safe. This bridge is falling down. You can see it's blocked off on either end. Why would you go under there? You're sure to catch your death. No, I have to go. You cannot go. Please, begged Isaac. No, you cannot go. Besides, why would you go under an unsafe bridge? What are you thinking?
Isaac said, well, If I tell you why I want to do it, do you promise you won't laugh at me?
Of course I'm not going to laugh at you. I am a soldier. I don't laugh at anybody. I don't laugh at all. Why do you want to go under the bridge?
Well, said Isaac, you see, I've been having this dream 3 nights in a row. I get up and I hook my horse and cart together, and I go past my neighbor's field, and I go into this forest, and then I go up and down all of these hills, and I come to this town, and I hitch my horse to a pole out there, and then I come in, and I find the bridge, and I hear this voice, and it says to me, there is gold buried beneath the Glum Drum Bridge, so here I am. And the soldier started laughing.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Really? Following dreams? You're an idiot.
Isaac felt pretty bad, especially since the man had already promised he wouldn't laugh at him.
Look, let me tell you what's in a dream. I have had the same dream every night for the last 10 years, and it never bothered me.
Isaac said, really? What do you dream?
Oh, it's nothing.
Well, I'm here and you brought it up. What do you dream?
The guard said, well, I dream that I leave here and I go over all of these hills and I get to this big forest and I go through it and I go past all these peasants out in the countryside and I stop at this house that has this giant fireplace in it and some man named Isaac lives there. And the dream says, there is gold buried in Isaac's fireplace. I hear it every night. I never went chasing after no dream.
Isaac said, Did the dream happen to mention where in the fireplace it's hidden?
Oh, yeah, right. Up and on the left.
Thank you. And Isaac turned around, ran out of the town, got in his cart, went down the road, over the hills, through the forest, past his shocked neighbors, to his home, where he got out a big hammer and broke out the left section of his fireplace. And there he found 2 giant bags of gold. And I like to believe that he sent 2 pieces of that gold back to the guard, 1 from each bag, with a message that said, always follow your dreams.